This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Episode 96 of the Random Order Podcast, the Hair Out Edition. You know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Quentin Quarantino, also known as Jermaine Richards. That's what they call me at the fucking border. It's all good, man. We got my man, B-Baby Trey in the building, man.
The biggest shout out to Rick Ross.
Yes, sir. My man, Sheldon Sebastian, coming live from North York.
North York, yes, sir. Young Chocolate.
You know what time it is, man. It's been a great, amazing episode. We hit all the important topics. LA Fitness and signing up. Mm-hmm. Documentaries. Our friend Shu. And the story behind it. CLB thoughts. And the bully from Like Mike. Before we get into this episode, make sure you smash that fucking like button, man. Abuse that.
Get at it,
yeah,
man.
You know
what to do with it,
man.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Make sure you click that fucking bell. Do all the buttons, man.
It's Virgo season. Enjoy the episode.
Fuck! You know what time it is, man. The bombs drop. The eagles wake up out they fucking eagle beds. They're flying in, man.
I like that.
They're flying in to leave the first comments. Fucking drop many eagle emojis.
They're all over it.
Yeah, they got to.
They're all
Shout
over
out it. All the members, man. All the baby eagles, all the eggs. I see you.
They're all over it. The streets are asking, where's 96? Where's 96?
You know? Appreciate the extra lunch money to all the members, man.
Yes, sir.
We here with 96.
Yes, sir.
And the fucking
throw is out, edition, man. The Luda edition, man.
The Luda edition.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Man.
I had no choice. This wasn't even me.
Yeah, I was about to ask. But I wasn't prompted that.
Bro, he answered the door. I just walked in. You think I said something? That's him.
Yeah, better than me, my nigga. Goddamn.
Walked in. I said, damn, it's that time.
I might have stepped back on you. Like, oh, fuck.
Yo, it's that time.
You know those ones?
I didn't recognize myself.
Bro, you're living like, I feel like you're living the dream I had of like, when I just idolized Bow Wow, like you're living that right now. Bro.
I'm
like,
doing it.
You're doing,
you know?
It.
Doing it. This is for the little Jermaine and me.
Fuck. Yeah. I'm jealous.
That's nigga crazy, that bro, just, bro. It was Christmas and he fucking opened the package. Mm. It's like Mike 2, nigga. I mean, fucking oof. 1. Not 1. Yeah. 2 is a bad one, right?
Yeah, 2 is a bad one.
Why would you try again? Why would you try again?
This is always our thing.
Why would you try one more time?
Yo. Like Mike?
Leave it. God, anyways, man. Yeah, Like Mike. I feel like for me, that was like, nah, that wasn't Pete Cool Bow Wow. Pete Cool Bow Wow for me, I would say, actually.
He's dunking?
Because of the hair.
He kind of went like this, though. Like,
fucking bounce with me? Whoa. I feel like I was like, you can't fuck this fucking guy.
Yeah.
How
cool. Yeah.
Remember when the CD came with the fucking DVD?
I do.
And you didn't even know that. We just tried it one day. We put the CD in the computer. We're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Extra content.
Extra That's content.
Crazy. Bow Wow with the hair out?
Easy, man.
I didn't know the song had a fucking video.
Oh,
Bounce
God.
With me.
Yeah, that's special.
Shout out Bow Weezy one time.
Shout out Bow Weezy, man. That's actually crazy. Yeah.
That is.
Yo, let me just say, like Mike, I think it started real hate for me. But it's a real love-hate relationship with this guy, Jesse Plemons.
Oh, that's the bully nigga, right?
It's Ox.
We talked about this, didn't we?
We talked about this guy. 100%.
I'll probably beat this
guy up.
If I was like wasted, and like I just bumped into him, I'd be like, yo, this is it. How you did my nigga Calvin Harris? What was his fucking orphan name?
Calvin,
Cambridge.
Cambridge. Calvin Harris. Oh, Calvin Harris makes music and shit.
Yeah, he makes music. Shout
my man. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
On the
ones. Yeah, he's getting decked out for that and for what he did to Jesse. I have to fuck him up for Breaking Bad. Like, he's just dickhead.
I think he's in some new shit where he's switching it up, though.
He's bad news in my books. I'm not watching it.
Oh my god. Black Mirror. I wanted to fuck this guy up in his chair just while he was tapped into the game. I was just gonna tap in, like, just gonna tap in, man. Like, that episode cheesed me, bro. Holy fuck.
Like, they write people who write the scripts and shit. They're like, we need someone who's like fucking like someone you just wanna fuck it up with fucking punches. Have you seen like Mike, my man?
I think I got someone in mind. Oh man. But that just goes. He's a great actor because I fucking
He does it so well, bro. He does it so well.
I can't stand this fucking guy.
I thought he was Buzz.
No fucking.
Because they gotta be related, by the way.
Yeah, you mean Buzz? Yeah,
Buzz from Home Alone.
Yeah. Who played that? That guy stopped doing stuff. Buzz. Devin.
Buzz.
Retray.
Yo, it's on site. Oh.
Yeah.
On site. I can't help
see this nigga eating oysters. Oh, God, I'm swinging on this. You crazy?
Oh, he's on the floor.
I'm fucking knocking this kid out. In my head, I gotta get you back for how you do, my man. Kevin.
Don't be talking to Kevin any type of way, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll send this boy flying. There's just some, yo, that's why acting is scary. Because you got to know, like, yo, it could be on site with me. Like, you know, it's like, it's sweet. It could be on site.
Just crazy fans, like, just really into the show. Yo,
at the fucking pastry shop. Hey, Trey. I'm squinting. My eyesight's bad at this point. Who the fuck is that? Hi. That's a fucking Home Alone pussy. Bro, that's fucking years ago, yo.
It was 20 years ago, nigga.
Man.
Were you I was saying boy from Boy from Power. Tariq, they hated that nigga, bro.
Damn, I ain't even tap in like
that. You didn't tap into Power like that? Power was really good for a minute, but it's too much now.
How many seasons?
I think there's like four or five of Power. Then it spun off into the next thing, into like 50's origin story and that. And now it spun off to a next thing. I'm good, bro. I think Mary J's about to get her own spinoff from that, or she already got it. Or
Mary J. Blige volumes?
Yeah.
She got it?
Doing it. I think it's either they're filming it now or it already came out. I'm not sure.
I was tapped in with Power. And then I see the day I tapped out is when Ghost put a gun to his son's head. I said, all right, this is a lot. That nigga woke up with urgency. What the fuck is happening?
Bad as fuck, though. I feel him.
Bro, yeah, I seen that shit. I said, all right, I can watch something else. I can go check.
Wait, what show is y'all watching right now?
Bro, it's not about what I'm watching. It's about what I watch. That's what's so
fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so y'all not actively watching anything?
Nah.
What am I doing right now? Yeah, I've just been writing crazy.
Hey.
I've just been watching hella pilots and shit. But you know what I'm saying? Nothing. Wait, what was it? Nah, nigga, I ain't watch shit.
Any good ones?
I saw a bad one. Too bad I forgot the name.
Good. Really?
Damn, what's a bad pilot? Like,
oh, not a bad pilot. I'm just other shit I watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't see that shit, nigga. I can't remember. Yeah. What was it? I watched it, nigga. It wasn't good. If you see a movie about a guy in a basement,
who's
there because his ex used to live, don't watch it.
Oh, yeah. The story.
Did you guys watch the Untold thing with the Galante, the Trashers?
Was this English?
What? Nah, this nigga's an alien, man. He just gave his code.
I seen him gazorp, the fruit loops, screw loops.
It's funny you mentioned that because I was editing the fucking alien TikTok. Editing that like before I did this episode. But bro, you gotta watch this Netflix thing. It's called, the Malice at the Palace thing?
Yeah.
So that's like a whole thing. It's like there's different movies under that umbrella, and it's called Untold. Oh, shit. So it's just Untold Story. So they got the Malice at the Palace one. They got they got one with Caitlyn Jenner telling his story, and they got another one with like a boxer. I forget her name, but they got a new one.
Yo, her.
With, huh? What?
Her.
Oh,
I didn't say that. I didn't say her. But you know what? Wait, what?
I just totally missed that.
Called Caitlyn Jenner him.
I did, but in that defense, it's about when she was Bruce.
It's about, okay, that's why I didn't register. So,
I appreciate that. I was so confused for a second.
Hold on, am I good?
No, we straight.
Okay, we're good. Fuck. Yo, my ass cheeks were clenched. I was like, oh, what the fuck just happened?
That's how I be when people press me about that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm sorry, but I just made a genuine mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways,
Untold.
There's one about this family. It's the Galante family. And they're in the trash business. They're actually like allegedly the mobster.
Oh, yeah.
The mafia and shit. And as though he buys his son a minor league hockey team. After his son gets injured playing hockey and he can't play hockey again, he buys him a minor league hockey team. I don't want to spoil it because it's so fucking fire, bro. It's such a roller coaster, and you guys should watch it. If you haven't seen it, go check that shit out.
I'm gonna check that. I like the Mouse in the Palace joint.
Yeah. And
speaking of people you want to knock out, how about that guy that ran down from the fucking stands to fight?
I would knock that guy out.
Meta World, for sure.
I would knock that guy. And then,
you just look annoying. Like, and you know
why you're annoying because you're there. Mm. You're already annoying.
Why are you on the floor? What are you doing here?
Bro, if I was like God, if I could come down to stop time and say, all right, hold on, everyone, chill. Why are you doing? Stop right now. What are you doing?
Come back to the dice stance.
What are you doing here, bro? Like, facts. You're asking to get, like, there's certain things in this world. Like,
that, you know why you're there. You know what's coming.
You know, like, you're going to end this nigga's fighting.
And what did you think you're going to do this guy? Honestly.
Be real.
Unless you wanted to get fucked up. Which
Sometimes the liquor just gets to you and they just control your legs. So
yeah, you think you're strong.
So. Yeah, maybe this guy just walked there like, you know, he wanted to, but he knew it was coming. Like,
juiced off the VSOP.
Yeah, juiced off the $20 cocktails at the fucking arenas, man. Teeth.
Yeah, I feel honestly, a couple last times we went to the Raptors games, got a little VSOP. It really had me feeling like, yeah, I could do this shit.
Really? Yo.
I would have made that shot.
Mean Richards, nigga. You start sitting like this, like watching the game, watching your fucking legs and shit. You don't want to mind niggas beside you.
Shit kicks in.
To just fucking just, hey, man, whatever. You tell the ballers, watch your motherfucking legs, man. I'm on top, baby. Bro, like, you just feel like if that ball comes to you, you can pass that ball behind the back to Bron. And it may go in. That bitch may go in. You feel nice.
Man, I never did that, but. I believe
so.
Yeah,
I believe you, bro.
That should be dangerous because you just feed off the fans. Like, really, what happened at that in Malice of the Palace? Like, get a little twisted, you feed off the fans. You're just like, yo, when I got beat at basketball games, the game was over in like 2 minutes. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Really?
This is the fourth quarter already?
Interesting. But I feel like if I was in that situation, it would definitely be like, I would just be watching. Like, I wouldn't think to go down there. I'd just be like, ooh, you're scrapping, you know? Like,
yeah. I'm beating my drink where I'm just posting up, putting my hand in my pants.
You know what I mean?
Two games in one, bro.
Fucking super.
Kick up. I'm still in my seat.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's a different mindset, bro. Like,
why does it in your brain go, why does your brain tell you, you got to go down there? And see what you can do.
They need me.
They need you.
Oh, I'm neat. My services are
5'2", fat, sweaty.
You probably dank.
Probably. That's probably bust by the time he ran down there from his seats.
Bro, you could in that film, you could see the immediate regret that guy had on his face when he seen Ron. He froze up, and then he said he sucker punched me. I'm like, bro, now, what would you do? See this nigga right now.
Okay, I wasn't ready.
You ready now? Like, bro, these guys were goons, bro. Like, that whole team is filled with goons, bro. Like,
come on. Facts. Anyways.
We ride together, fam.
that part killed me. I was just like, yo, fuck, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good at all.
Did y'all hear about that football team? The made-up football team that played on ESPN?
So the documentary. There's not. I don't think there's a documentary about it, but I don't know all the details. So chill in the comments. But there's this football team. I think they were called Bryson Sapphire or something like that. Mm-hmm. And somehow they got a game on ESPN playing a high school team, IMG, which is like, you guys probably know about IMG. You probably seen the logo or whatever. But IMG is like a big sports academy. They like really do that sports shit. And somehow this football team, this made up football team of grown men, like 25 and up, grown men, played these high school kids at IMG on ESPN, said they had, they were like a real school, they weren't, whatever. And these niggas got fucked up.
The kids got fucked up, bro. The kids got fucked up?
No, the kids fucked up the grown men, bro. What? They beat them like 56 to nothing. They got fucking washed. And it's just a whole story. Apparently, the coach has like an active warrant. It's like crazy, bro. And it's like,
where are you finding these stories?
I just seen it on Twitter, I think.
Fuck, no.
And then the nigga, the high school kids, they made a TikTok after, like after they watched them. Like,
oh, this is like a TikTok.
This is Reese. This is like last week, maybe 2 weeks ago type shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What was the goal here?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't know really what it was about. Maybe like, apparently the coach told the niggas, like, told the guys on the team that, like, oh, it's like, we're going to do it like, a Netflix documentary, like this is like your guys' like last chance to like make it to the league, get notoriety, get your name out there, type of thing.
Sorry, bet. Bro. Heard that, coach.
Yeah, man, you gotta get washed. Let me see if I can find it. I believe the team is Bryson Sapphire, or something like that.
Nobody said, "Hey, I've never heard of that team before."
Yeah,
what's up with that?
That's the thing. Like, how'd they even get on?
Who are you guys? Like, who is this?
How'd they even get on ESPN, bro? They're on the nationally televised.
The fucking Sapphires? I don't know the Sapphires anything.
They probably noticed it right at, like, when they threw
Bishop
the ball.
Bishop Sycamore. That's what they were called. Bishop Sycamore.
I wouldn't question them. Yeah. I'd be like, them niggas seem legit.
I would have been like, Bishop Sycamore.
Like, probably reading this.
I just know, I've never said this word before.
Yeah.
There's something fishy about that.
Yeah.
I've been in this TV business how many years? I've never fucking said that word.
And then the Bishop Sycamore game.
That felt weird. You know, some shit just feels weird leaving the mouth. Like, wait.
Yeah, nah, facts. Man. 2021, bro. It's just, wait. I don't know, man. The world's just going to shit. Just like, if that could happen, like, that's crazy.
Yo, I feel like there's a lot of loopholes to a lot of things.
You gotta show them.
Saying? Like, you gotta show them, like, hey, patch this up, gang. Like, for real.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, you know, when you're like your older brother, you're like your dad will fucking like pretend to punch you. Like, is that easy? Is that easy? You gotta see, that's what you gotta do this
with. Bro, and it's, like, it's at the times where it's
made on your fucking network, nigga. Literally played kids. I'm 41, nigga. Hey, do better.
Yo, they should not get charged. ESPN should get charged for having such a
weak nigga.
Yeah,
send the invoice.
Thank you. Yo, they should have done it. And I'm just showing y'all how it could have went.
Yeah, how fast, how quick it could have been.
You know what I'm saying? I should have showed y'all boys.
You see those videos of people like getting, pretending there's a certain artist and like making it to the stage and shit?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be working.
Yeah,
like the nigga that sneaks into like events and shit.
Yeah. So true, many bro. People you can hide in plain sight. That's just scary, though.
I love the ones when they walk in as like janitors or like construction workers, or like the man walks in with a ladder.
With the ladder.
Yeah, the ladder is that sexy. Bro.
I wouldn't question a ladder.
I'm never stopping a nigga with a ladder. He got to go somewhere.
Bro, you're going somewhere.
Holding that.
First, why am I never casually holding a ladder? You're taking a ladder somewhere.
You got
to do something, or you just finished doing something and you have to put it down.
And you're tired.
Because your fingers are hurt.
And you want to eat now.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I stopping that guy?
I had to stop this podcast real quick to give y'all an important message.
Shaving your balls just got better.
Manscaped dropped their fourth generation performance package.
Do you know what this means?
It means with this package, you're getting the Lawnmower 4.0, baby. For your package.
Shaving your balls is 4 times better.
4.0 times better.
Y'all need to join the 2 million men worldwide
who trust Manscaped
with the family jewels.
Let's hear a little bit more about this performance package.
I ran in the email, I said 4.0.
Let's go to 3.
Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, 4.0.
All the horror stories of me shaving my balls.
Oh my
my
and I'm
God.
Bleeding there and I'm scared.
Manscaped can't do what changed my life.
I wish
at the confidence bro, at which I live.
Look at how he's moving.
I do what I want.
I try to stop it. Don't do that.
I do what I want.
Don't hit that button no more.
My balls are bald.
Come on, don't hit that button no more. He's just doing what he wants because he fits. Stop. Yo, look at that. Look how you could be.
This me. Join the hot boy summer wave. Head over to manscaped.com and use the code random order for 20% off your order. It's 20% off you getting right. Resetting your body hair-wise.
And free shipping. Who doesn't and like free shipping? And if you into bundles, you can bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Yo, you also get the Weed Whacker for the nose and the head ears.
You get the Crop Deodorant Ball Preserver.
Yo, how you not want to preserve your balls, man? I'm looking at you really weird right now. I'm not gonna lie.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is the go-to ball trimmers.
We talking ceramic blades to avoid all types of accidents.
We're talking skin-safe technology.
A 7,000 RPM motor.
And you know we on the go, so we got the travel lock.
Yo, ever since Manscaped, I've been shaving my balls anywhere.
I'm talking coast-to-coast ball trimming.
Hey, and if you a man that's really precise, you got the option to turn on the LEDs, and you know what that's for.
Did I mention this trimmer's waterproof? If you're trying to advance the trimming experience, you need to experience the Weed Whacker. I wait around, I pace this house, waiting for my nose hairs to grow so I can whack it again.
I'm like the mafia trimming my nose.
Get fucking whacked, dude. See a hair come up? Whack it. The Weed Whacker's waterproof, too. I'm shaving my nose in the shower. What I got to lose? Hair? Exactly.
100.
360-degree rotary dual blade system. We're talking real power here, bro. 9,000 RPMs for your pussies out there. I don't know how I started talking like this, but we're going with it. The skin-safe technology prevents you from nicks, blood, and horror, especially in the delicate holes. Your nose and your ears, and whatever else floats your boat. You're all groomed up. You're ready to go. Seal the deal with the Manscaped liquid formulation. The Crop Preserver ball deodorant keeps you on your game all day long. And just as a little gift, you know Manscaped had to come through throwing the Manscaped boxer briefs as well as the Manscaped travel bag. Because you know we're men. We have things. We got to travel. I'm going to Kansas.
So once again, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code RANDOMORDER. We want to help you.
Get them, get trimmed up, get cleaned up. You better be out there living right.
You're at home, you're shaving your balls, you cut it. Should have had a lawnmower 4.0. Ow.
Especially as an employee, like, I for sure don't get paid enough to, like, check niggas' credentials.
As a human, nigga, I'm not doing that. You got to get to where you're going. That's it. Fact.
I had to stop this podcast real quick to give y'all an important message.
Shaving your balls just got better.
Manscaped dropped their fourth generation performance package.
Do you know what this means?
It means with this package,
you're getting the Lawnmower 4.0, baby.
For your package.
Shaving your balls is 4 times better.
4.0 times better.
Y'all need to join the 2 million men worldwide
who trust Manscaped
with the family jewels.
Let's hear a little bit more about this performance package.
I writing in the email, I said 4.0.
Let's go to 3.
Question mark, question mark,
cool
question mark,
three.
Question mark, question mark, 4.0.
All the horror stories of me shaving my balls. And I'm bleeding there and I'm scared.
Manscaped came through and changed my life.
I wish.
Look at the confidence at which I live.
Look at how he's moving.
I do what I want.
I try to stop it. Don't do that.
I do what I want.
Don't hit that button no more. My balls are bald.
Come on, don't hit that button no more. He's just doing what he wants because he fits. Stop. Yo, look at that. Look how you could be.
This me.
Join the hot boy summer wave. Head over to manscaped.com. And use the code random order for 20% off your order. It's 20% off you getting right. Resetting your body hair-wise.
And free shipping. Who doesn't like free shipping? And if you into bundles, you can bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
You get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Yo, you also get the Weed Whacker for the nose and the head ears.
You get the Crop Deodorant Ball Preserver.
Yo, how you not want to preserve your balls, man?
I'm looking at you really weird right now. I'm not gonna lie.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is the go-to ball trimmers.
We talking ceramic blades to avoid all types of accidents.
We're talking skin-safe technology.
A 7,000 RPM motor.
And you know we on the go, so we got the travel lock.
Yo, ever since Manscaped, I've been shaving my balls anywhere.
I'm talking coast-to-coast ball trimming.
Hey, and if you a man that's really precise,
you got the option to turn on the LEDs, and you know what that's for.
Did I mention this trimmer's waterproof?
If you're trying to advance the trimming experience, you need to experience the Weed Whacker. I wait around, I pace this house, waiting for my nose hairs to grow so I can whack it again.
I'm like the mafia trimming my nose.
Get fucking whacked, dude.
See a hair come up? Whack it.
The Weed Whacker's waterproof, too. I'm shaving my nose in the shower. What I got to lose? Hair?
Exactly.
100.
360 degree rotary dual blade system. We're talking real power here, bro. 9,000 RPMs. For your pussies out there, I don't know how I started talking like this, but we're going with it. The skin safe technology prevents you from nicks, blood, and horror, especially in the delicate holes, your nose and your ears, and whatever else floats your boat. You're all groomed up, you're ready to go. Seal the deal with the Manscaped liquid formulation. The crop preserver ball deodorant keeps you on your game all day long. And just as a little gift, you know Manscaped had to come through throwing the Manscaped boxer briefs as well as the Manscaped travel bag. Because you know we're men, we have things, we gotta travel. I'm going to Kansas.
So once again, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code RANDOMORDER. We want to help you
get them, get trimmed up, get cleaned up. You better be out there living right.
You're at home, you're shaving your balls, you cut it. Should have had a lawnmower 4.0. Ow.
Yeah, me at a job would be a lot of, I ain't see that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Five niggas, what?
Wait, what?
Did see me today? On the camera looking at it. Oh, my God, man. Just like when niggas at
niggas me holding the door for them and shit.
You know, niggas be at the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Niggas want to sneak in, play basketball, whatever, or get a free workout in. Mm-hmm. I just remember there's a time where like Julian and Javon were like on a streak of doing this. This guy would never just want to get a membership, and then. One time the guy caught him, he's like, oh, what are you? He's like, oh, yeah, just, I'm a guest or whatever. I'm just gonna blah, 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 try to gym out. Bro, me and Julian are in. We're members. We turn around, like, yo, why is Tron at the fucking desk with this guy? Acting like he's really about to sign up. I can tell you for sure, boss, he's not gonna sign up, but he was slipping that. It's like, yo. Imagine like a pushing war. That's yeah, when Sherman fucking slipped back. Nigga's foot slipped.
Yo, that day, I
had him at the desk.
Fuck.
Pulling out.
Ball
identification.
Ball goals were on the opposite seat, bro. Like,
nigga took the bag off. So where are the deals?
He knows I'm not signing up.
Fuck you. He knows 1,000%
I'm not signing up. The time, bro. The
what's
whole
the best deal? Bro. People like me.
Bro, the whole time I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, yo, don't look back at these niggas because I know they're looking at me. I know I'm not with this shit. And I'm just there with fucking identification out, bro. Just fucking asking, how often does this come up in my pay? How does this come out in my bank statements?
So if I wanted more chest here, like what's the
you got some bench machines press for that here, right? Mm,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm not going
to sign up to my wallet, right? It's in Canada.
Told the thing I'm just gonna try the courts out. I'm gonna try the courts out.
I'm gonna think about it.
Let me see something. Yeah, and then you gotta see them on your way out. What do you think?
It's great. Anyways, I can never see you again. Like, I'm traveling.
I'm going to the next one. I'm hitting Airport Road up. Dog, I remember I got caught a couple times because, like, I put my number in and they're telling my own number, like, oh, seems like you had guest pass here before. I'm like, oh, lie.
Guest pass? What's that?
That's probably my brother.
You guys have those?
Well, you guys do those here. You guys give those out here.
Guest?
I'd like to get one.
Wait, so they checked that your number showed them they got a guest pass.
Yeah, they have your info, so I was abusing it. I said, yo, I'm just gonna get a guest pass. So, yo, you can't use it more than 10.
Yeah, when I ask you for your phone number, it's like,
you gotta give your old house number like two houses ago.
Bro, I gave all my brethren's numbers over there. Like, yeah, to the point where these guys, like, they knew exactly what I looked like. Couldn't run it anymore. But yeah,
what y'all be doing now? Like, y'all, because I see you guys go to.
Yeah, no, he's official.
I told you, because I came here and I was doing the same shit.
The same
thing. I totally forgot that I did that. That's funny. Because, yo, this is the thing. If you're making him pay 25 bones a month and you have free guest privileges, for this time around.
Right.
Right? And I kept using his pass. But, like, I was just scanning it because I'm like, okay, we look like we'll just breeze by these motherfuckers, right?
No, that's why I was, like, getting jacked and shit. Like, I'm, like, visibly, like, this guy's been here for a while. He's taller, hair and shit. Nigga comes in fucking... short hair, nigga.
All clothes.
Yeah, Jermaine, nigga. It's Jay.
I'm in his workout, Jay. I'm like, for sure.
Second time here today.
Yeah, but I was abusing it still. And I just remember one time I went with a screenshot and I didn't know. So I go to check in and I scan it. And then I'm like, Guan, like I'm Jermaine.
I scan the blood clot.
Well, that's.
Just like, say, oh, this now work the thing time out.
Oh,
so
no.
Yo,
slow down.
She said we're gonna need a new barcode. Yeah, they generate every 15 seconds. I said, oh,
15 seconds?
Oh, quick.
Right, let me call my nigga.
Let me call Jay real quick. Let me see what he gotta say about this. Cause I don't know.
What's the number again, nigga?
Bro, I thought really quick on my feet. I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. I have no service out here with my Canadian phone. So this is the only barcode. I screenshotted before I got off the Wi-Fi. There's free Wi-Fi here.
Let me go get Glover's router.
Just the router. Let me just go test the court so I don't only get pass today. I'm going to let you know how I feel. This nigga Jay say, oh, you can't keep going in with my shit.
Bro, they're
going
to cancel me and I wasn't even there. Like, why am I getting in trouble? Zap me.
So it was time. And then the last thing was, I get bold at LA Fitness because I'll just try and walk in and text and put my head down and just fucking like a dog, okay. You know, put my tail down. Mm-hmm. But they got me when they said, yo, you can't use the ball court anymore unless you're a member. So I'm like, all right, you fuckers got me.
I got to be a member now, yeah. The ball court is
all right, what are you? $20 a month. Fucking.
I'm gonna ring me up.
Yeah, they'd be ready to sign you up, though. Mm-hmm. I first came here and then Julian had a coupon for like maybe like 6 months free or some shit. Mm. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking use all of that. Because mm-hmm. it's $0, nigga. So they got me signed up, whatever. Okay, cool. Like, you plan to sign up in the future? Yeah, I'll see what the deal is, whatever. And then maybe not even a fucking month in, nigga's like, yo, Jay, I got some sweet deals for you too. Just fucking, you sign up today, right now, fucking we'll slash the initiation in half. But it's not $0.
Right? I got five more.
So let me get this straight. That option costs something. And what I'm doing right now is $0. Yeah. I'll see you in 6 months.
It's fucking chest day, bro. Move out the way, bro, right now.
It's fucking chest day.
Fucking Pep's Quake.
Dog, I've.
Why would I fucking. Come on, man.
Yo, the thing is, though, it's like they're just. I think what works with these guys is they're just making such bold moves that they know is going to catch people. Like, they're catching off your balance. And it's just like, yo, I have to think fast. Like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, hold on.
Yeah.
These niggas will always get me a sign up, bro.
Why does this deal sound like a ripoff? They get you quick.
Yeah.
Bro, they be on that commission.
You know what they did to me?
Yeah.
They get commission there?
Hell yeah, for signing niggas up. And a nigga that I kept was like after me for like weeks. I kept, nah, not right now, boss. I swear it was like five times. And then like this other girl came with the deal. She already had me. Like, I got 2 weeks left on my shit, nigga. Let me just scoop up this deal way cheaper than this guy was offering me.
Fuck.
Say word.
The guy was pissed. I knew he was pissed. And on top of that, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to sign up after my workout. And then I'm like, come back. Where is she? Oh, she's on her lunch break. I'll sign you up on her behalf. So that nigga had to sign me up. The guy who's been chasing me had to sign me up.
Oh, no.
Under her profile.
No.
Why? Because she offered you the deal?
Yeah, like I made the deal with her. Like she came with the deal. I'm like, yo, this sounds way better than what he's been preaching for weeks.
Right. That's
I'm like, sure, let's do it. Yeah. Fire it up, nigga.
That's tough.
Yeah. They be getting you though, bro. Like they have fucking, they're real strategic over there. Nigga, I said it's time, bro. I said it's
you deserve
it's time to get it. Yeah, you like how I used it.
It's strategic.
I let it breathe. I just waited to see. Yo, niggas be dropping big words on me. I always let them know. I'm telling you, I think Demma dropped one on something. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one right there. Like,
yeah, Bibli scoop. Sorry, what was that, my nigga?
What does that mean? It's like, oh, it just means it's cool. But anyways, nigga, the motherfucker's strategic. So I went over there. I said, I looked in the mirror. I said, all right, it's time to get swole, right? Time to work out. I said, they got a sweet deal going on there.
It's a sweet deal.
It's a sweet one. They put that bitch on the banner. So they got one, like, all, like,
you're fucking, you're bastards.
I know you're cheeky fucks. So up on they, so they have their logo, and then it's up. There's a banner on the left side, and then a wavy flag, like, fucking. All over, like, for all over the entrances and shit. So I'm like, Esporta. sign you up for $9.99 a month.
Like the gym basically just rebranded and now like or some branch or some it's the same gym, but so, you're literally getting a different membership. Okay.
So eSporta basically took over LA Fitness and now they're trying to spread more locations out. So now it's like an eSporta, but LA Fitness, it's still LA Fitness. So your LA Fitness works, but you're just signed up under this name. Okay. So $9. So I'm like, yo, eSporta me up. I go to the gym. I'm ready to just work out. Niggas, or I just go straight for the deal. $10. Can't beat that. Mm-hmm. Niggas, all right, for sure. First off, that's a whole other story. This nigga, that's one of those
stories. Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into
that one. So, boom, I go sit down. And it just doesn't help because the dude that was signing me up, it was his first time signing me up.
Signing anyone.
Anyone up. Nigga,
he does not touch his fucking keyboard.
This nigga literally just put, this is, I'm looking at his first day at work fit. It's right there. It was right there to me. I'm like, yo. But the thing is, Brejan, something seemed wrong right away. Right when I got in there, I said, Julian, bad vibes, offer it. I'm like, I'll still go, but bad vibes. Mm-hmm. I say, I'm going to sign someone up. This guy says, yeah, okay, okay. He just stared at me like, what the fuck? Like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, fuck, what? Like, I told you I want to do. But the big dog was signing someone up already. So he's like, yo, fuck. So he's like, all right, yo, like, go sit there. And then he walks me to a seat, but he just stands in front of me and Julian. And I was like, me and Julian are still sitting there. And we're just looking at this guy. He's just standing there smiling at us like this. And we're just like, okay, what the fuck is going on? So he goes back and he's running back and forth. And then he's like looking back and forth.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
13 office in the front desk. And this nigga, I'm just like, yo, I'm like talking to Julian. I'm already starting to giggle. Like, it's just confusing. So I'm like, all right. This boy comes back out. And my sister's like, come. wait, what? Come?
Is it a secret?
Fast. Like, yo.
Not say anything.
Because he went to go check something, came back out, went back in. So, come.
What?
So I'm like, yo, come? And then he's just like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. So I stand up, he's just standing there. So I'm like, yo, this guy is off, bro. And I'm about to fucking lose it. So now I follow him. He goes to sit down. He's just like, okay. I was like, okay, we're sitting down now. And then he has a piece of paper facing his way. So we're behind his desk. So you whoop-de-woo, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga says, okay, so here's the deals. You can get it.
Fucking
eSporta $9.99 you can get eSporta, but he's talking like he's reading other guys. So eSporta $9.99 you get this $29. I'm like, hmm.
So this is first time reading this. He's figuring out the deals the same time we are.
So at this point, I'm like, okay, this is where I need to like listen. So I realized that this is his pitch. So I just started standing up and trying to get closer. And I'm like breaking my neck. I'm like, yo, can you spin it? He says, hmm. I'm like, what's the deal? And he starts reading again upside down, and I started fucking losing it. I'm looking at Julia. I said, yo, something's about to happen here. Like, I can't control it.
Yeah.
So, yo, side story where this one ends, I fucking lost it in front of him, and I just started dying because he was just so, like, all over the place. I'm trying to ask him what the deal is, and this guy says, yeah, No, I'm like, yo, all right, yeah, this is, I told him.
That is hilarious.
I said, all right, now you need to hold on. I told you, yo, you need to go. We need to change the scene up right now because, yo, I'm about to fucking go crazy in here. I'm trying to ask this nigga what the deal is, and he's just reading it to himself. I'm like, oh, okay, so he's new here. I'm gathering this information. I'm like, yo, what is the deal? Yeah.
Oh, day one.
All right, bet. So eSport and I were there fucking slimy. They're pitching this deal at $9 a month. Mm-hmm. I go in there, the $9 deal, Jermaine. You ready for this fucking bullshit? Nigga said, and I think I think the deal was fucking him up. Because he's like, yo, am I really about to?
That's not fair.
That's not fair. The man said, for $9 a month, you can just touch his first bike, girl. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You don't rate me.
You're
rich. You just asked me why I'm here. I said, yo, I'm trying to get jacked. So I'm not sure that's you.
So that's going to be the normal prices.
The bike section?
I asked Julian, bro. I looked at his nigga. I said, bro, you got to be shitting me. Like, yo, I got dressed. You know I'm going to sign up today. You know I'm going to sign up. So to fucking pitch, paint $9 everywhere and tell me, yo, yeah, I'm working out, though. I get it. You know what I'm saying? They're slimy, but I get it.
Right. Rat bastards.
The next package was even fucking worse, bro. It's like now 14 or something like that. It's like, yo, you get the first like half of the gym, but everything else, like no ball court, no nothing.
Oh my God. That's how they're doing it, eh?
Yeah. Paying this nigga's price. It's pretty still a sweet deal.
Free guest pass every time. That's pretty
fucking
cool. Free guest
pass. And we can bring 20 niggas with us one time.
Oh, so yeah. Yo, we in the gang.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're going to try this shit out again, nigga. Third time this week. See what it's about. Bro, we could walk in there with a whole G-Unit crew, nigga, and all get in all G-Unit marinas.
And their moms and dads.
And we can work out.
Damn.
But they just can't hoop, though. No basketball.
Just gym, man. Fuck.
Yeah, but fuck, those slimy motherfuckers, they got me, man. But that guy's my friend. His name's Mario. He's from Venezuela. He's a very sweet guy. And he just let me know. Once he let me know it's his first day, he's nervous. We took the time together. Yeah,
you're scared? Oh.
Like, God,
yeah, then I understand, bro.
I had a little accent. I had no idea what was happening. Yo, like, he was such a sweet man. I had to tell him. I'm like, yo, that had nothing to do with you. Everything was crazy for a second, but we're here now. He said, yo, it's fine. Every time we go, you know Mario.
Like, yeah. Now I do, nigga, because when I first walked in, I've never seen this guy before.
First day.
I was riding at home, so I haven't been to the gym in a couple of days. I'm like, this guy's new, whatever. And then I missed these guys, like, Mr. Richards. Fucking nodding at me and shit. Like, I'm like, yo, fuck this. Do I notice me shaking my hand and shit? I feel like my dad's friend or some shit. I moved to Florida.
He's old with a ponytail. Like, he looks like a mystical man. Like, yo, this guy is real fucking ones, like,
I can see it.
Older. Like, he looks like he really looks like, what is Victor? Is Victor Trini?
He's a Guyanese.
He looks like a Guyanese like grandfather.
Yeah.
But he's Venezuelan.
He's from Venezuelan? Oh, wow. Okay. But my thing was like, yo, if I fucking even had a hint of knowing you, like, I know who you are. So, like, me not knowing who you are is like, this has to be on you, nigga.
Yeah. There's no way I'm fucking not.
So, wait, so did he think that was, you thought you were Trev?
So I move on. I'm like, all right, nigga, for sure, yeah. And I'm like, Julian, fucking weird old man, fucking say what's up to me. That was my last name. What's up?
Oh.
So yesterday, me and Trevon came to sign up. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then the next day, Julian, and Trevon show up. And then we say hi to this nigga at the same time. Hey, he's like, whoa!
I did it on the first story.
But I knew that part.
That's where his brain made the connection. Like, zero, nigga. Brothers, nigga. They're
got zapped.
Oh, my God.
I think he got shocked.
Sorry,
man. Oh, there's two. But bro, the funny part is, why that part is funnier, I literally told him when I met him, I said, my brother already comes here, so it's three of us. Oh, so at that point, he definitely said, oh, he mentioned his brothers.
Yeah, yeah,
everything's connected. Yo, he's a sweet man. Trust me, man.
Oh, yeah. Now, Mario,
My friend.
Yeah, bro, it's so funny. We were talking to him, and we're just saying, like, talking about his life. And so every time he sees me now, since that was my first day, I told him I'm trying to get jacked. He's like, you always give me compliments. You're looking good, looking strong.
Yeah. It's been 3 days.
Yeah. Yo, you're getting gassed up. He's like, yo, man, looking better than me, man. I'm like, wow, really? Sheldon, Mario's fucking cut.
I know he's, he is. Yo, I know. You didn't tell me that. I know.
This nigga said he works out. And I said, Mario, you have a fucking eight pack, don't you? But I said, well, what you think, man? I promise you, that's Julian, bro. This guy is shredded. He said he rides horses on the beach, bro.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
With this granddaughter.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
No, I know.
First of all, when you told me about the hairstyle, I knew he was jacked. I knew he was jacked.
Everyone listening, picture this guy with the Old Spice body, a gray fucking ponytail, and a $1 million smile.
Platinum.
Yeah.
Platinum, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Shout out to Mario. Yeah, show some love to Mario.
Shout out my man Mario, man.
What a story.
Uh-huh.
Being back in the gym, though, it's like it's a great feeling, but I've also seen how much I matured because back then, man, when I was in the gym, I was so fucking, like, immature. But in a way where it's just like there's settings and there's place and there's etiquette, you know? Like, you can't. With the way we are, we can't be the way we are, like, so loud. You know what I mean? Just when
especially
I was.
With Julian, you know,
because Julian,
he'll get down.
Julian be bad, but like he just knows how to conceal it type shit. Mm-hmm. But we're at the gym, and when we used to go in high school and shit to LA Fitness, people working out, if they're screaming beside me to lift the weight up, I'm fucking. I'm just laughing a little bit right now. But yo, there's some characters at this gym where I'm just like, yo, fuck, 18-year-old me would have laughed. Yo, this guy is screaming to get this weight up, and he's serious, bro. Like, yo, still, why though?
Like,
why?
You're not alone.
Like, but yo, sometimes your music is so loud, you don't know how loud you are.
It just
bro.
Cuts through.
You don't know how.
You can feel your neck vibrating, like you know.
Yeah, you know you're screaming. You know you're pushing it to the limit. Like, come on.
I guess that's what we're there for. Yes, that's what we're
come
there
on.
For,
like everybody like. Gets like three, and then like you're, okay, too much now, man. It's not your fucking gym, bro.
Yeah,
I think be swearing there alone, so, butt naked in the fucking changing room. Oh, boss. I know you're allowed to.
God, man, I know.
Naked
I know,
is an option.
I know we like, can't.
But like, try to. You know, if you have to be naked, be quick, yo.
It's not encouraged. Yeah,
really fitness when I was playing ball, man, was. Done his shower, fucking out the sauna, body steaming, leaning back chilling. With his palms like this, naked. I'm just like, bro, there's no way you're like.
Not tall upon that, man.
Yo,
yo, it's kind of twisted that. Like, as a kid, I remember just fucking dicks out. Just no problem. Just like old people just fucking chilling. Not old people, just men chilling.
Yeah.
Too much. In front of kids. That's weird.
That's weird to me. That's weird to me now. I mean, right now, I look at you like, bro. Okay, I'm a man. You're a man. You know that that don't need to be out right now. That don't need to be out. Player, like,
you're not being irresponsible, dog.
Bro, even I'm looking, after working out,
showing too. Like, meet me fucking halfway.
Go home and shower. Like, why are you showering at LA Fitness? Like, unless you're going to work. Like, my dad used to run it when he was going to work. Like, I get it. So maybe their schedule.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, some people
sorry,
do be
bro.
Like, you know,
yeah,
they gotta get in where they can, right? So.
If I'm showering, bro, in public, I'm showering in fucking Ritz-Carlton or something, nigga, because I'm not showering. Bro, too much ringworm. Like, people are just dirty, bro.
I was saying this the other day. People are fucking disgusting. Great. Like, how dirty can you be? That's why, bro, they ruined amusement parks for me.
Oh, my God. God, I'll be damned if I had to use an amusement park bathroom. I hate pissing there. And a party is so destructive. A party just wants to fucking piss all over that place. Like,
if you guys don't give a fuck,
what the fuck? Why you fuck? I never do for the record, but I wouldn't try.
Everyone's just disgusting.
There's disgusting fucks.
Man. You know, you just clean. You're in the bathroom cleaning up yourself and shit. You just feel dirtier.
Yo,
yeah, maybe I shouldn't have washed my hands.
Man,
just eat with fucking dirty hands.
I remember as a kid when I'd go like swimming with like Auntie Debbie and she'd be like, "Okay, go shower," and I'm just like, "Sick, woman, sick."
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
I'm a fucking kid, but she's taking us out for trips and she's like, "Yo, like, okay, you guys go shower after a swimming pool."
I hated it. I just felt so like, dirty in there. Like
what? Like in the hotel room or like what?
No, like, no, like it'd be like a public pool thing. Oh, so like okay, the diving board started. I told you would go swimming often. Like
so after that.
Yeah, I
got you. I got you. Yeah,
my whole day was fucked up as a kid, man. Like, trust me, couldn't speak up.
That's our rinse off thing.
Yeah, I just fucked.
But she never let your parents never just like yo like force you like yo, shower right now. I'm not waiting. Da-da-da, you know,
on the outside.
Just like if you're in the change room and shit after the pool.
They say fucking hurry up and get up.
Hurry up! I'll be outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, I mean, just yeah, it's not gonna go anywhere. But remember, we were fucking. It was leg day, and man, just pops up right there. It was just like, Bridget.
Yo, my man,
yo, for what be so nasty, man? Like, yo, how do you pop at the squat
like,
station?
Come on, man.
I guess I can see. Come on, that was probably
get it together, man. Like, you know it's coming. Like you know, it's in your body, nigga. Let's.
Yeah,
and if I get the tweak, then the motherfucker.
Yo, if you want me,
you want me to respond. I'm telling you, man,
you're gonna hit me.
You're gonna dislike me, bro.
Yeah, but if you know what I'm saying, you know, clean up yourself, man. I know we have a very civil group of people watching. Mm-hmm. Keeps it clean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect that.
Baseball games.
Baseball games.
I'm joking.
I was about to say.
Been a couple. I never made it through a full joint.
No.
Never?
Nah.
I was watching golf the other day. And I'm like, that's kind of hard.
Hard like sick or like hard like complicated?
Yeah, no, like sick. Like I was enjoying it. I was watching the game. I was tuned in. I was like, you know, niggas was hitting almost hole in ones. And like, well, the best part for me was like, they'll be putting. Like close, you know, close to the thing, they putt and they miss. I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like? Ah, come on, dog. But yeah, I don't know. It just popped in my head. I might start really watching golf like that. Get into it.
I want to go play on a course. I went to Top Golf, but like, I actually want to go play on a course, whip a caddy, and like, just what's this? I want to get my form right, you know? Like,
but I know it's hard, though. Like, I know it's so much harder than it looks, and it already looks hard to me.
Yeah. You got to be accurate to say, I'm putting that ball there.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you know? Like, you gotta see where the ball is.
I don't know that shit. I don't
find the ball?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
What am I, a fucking eagle? Oh, how do I... Yeah. You tell me. Yeah. What y'all know?
Yeah, like, how do you, like, you know, they be, like, holes be, why? Far, and it's like, how do you fucking, you know, hit that to where you want to hit it? Like, how you control that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anyone ever get a swish in golf?
Like, hole in one, yeah.
Not a hole in one.
What?
I'm talking about a swish. Yeah, like for the first shot,
no bank,
drop right in.
You're probably bounce.
Probably. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I'm sure there's a fucking compilation.
Yeah, I need to see some swish, man.
That'd probably be very difficult, though.
Shell, what you been on, young nigga?
Yeah.
Not much, man. Yeah, trying to get this podcast going, trying to get this music out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Same shit, bro.
Moved out
you know,
shit.
Fucking, yeah.
The main thing.
Yeah.
And
I'm fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, and I moved out.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Moved out on the side.
Yeah.
On the side, you know. That's just life shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What y'all been on, man? I feel like I was only to you guys in like since last podcast, like for real.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. I just been on my fucking little writing bag.
Yeah.
Editing my documentary.
Yeah.
Shit, man. That's about it.
You have a documentary?
Wait.
Yeah, I got a documentary going on. Posted on the vlog channel.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Okay, yeah, yeah. I thought that's what you're talking about.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking, it gets pretty intense here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually does.
Is it difficult to edit that or what?
Nah, that shit is way easier now.
Yeah.
Than before. Before it was hella graphics and beer zoom ins and this, that. I feel like I needed a cheat code to just edit less, but still like be able to. I'm pretty sure I can get this shit out a lot sooner than like.
Yeah.
The old pace, like fucking once every 10 months.
Mm-hmm. As far as I was trying to like vlog the move, didn't do very well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that shit is like actually hard. Because you're trying to focus on like everything, and then it's just like, oh, fine, I still gotta like do this, you know?
Yeah.
And especially when the camera drops, like you're trying to do a sick shot, and you just, bro.
Yeah, it drops.
Someone's holding some shit. Hold on, let me get my fucking.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
that pain. I forgot who I was talking to about that pain of when I crashed the fucking drone in Hawaii. Now that I think back to something.
Oh, yeah.
Nighttime, bro. Why would I do that? I don't know.
It was a bad idea.
Yo, it was a bad idea, but I just like something about me saying that in that moment. I'm just like, bro, it's going to work out either way. It's a bad idea, but it'll work out how I want to work out. It worked out as content. And I was not like, I had to go find it. It's what it is.
See, that's the thing. Like,
it's what it is.
People, especially like I was streaming the other day and I can't remember what somebody asked me to do. Some crazy shit. You're like, oh, but it'll be content. And it's like, bro, everything isn't content, bro.
But I hear you. Because like, it was just like, I knew we're already vlogging up until that point.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, yo, let's just get some extra footage. I don't know what I was trying to capture.
Right.
But we opened both of them doors. Yeah, I was right in the city, eh? Yeah,
not city. Nigga. You called me and the room was flying in the fucking hotel room.
I knew I had to get that bitch in launch mode before even telling this nigga that idea.
Oh, yeah.
So basically,
I feel like you said, that shit fly as
well. God, whip that motherfucker out of that bitch. Bro, I got to whipping that bitch, man. As soon as it crashed, I'm like, fuck. Now I gotta go find this.
It was in the back of my head the whole time. Was like coming back into the balcony. I'm like, is it gonna land on this balcony? Like, it's a pretty tight space, and like, it'll be landing on its own. And so I'm like, yeah, I feel like it's, I don't know. So Tremont starts flying it towards the balcony again, and it starts.
Bro,
it scraped to hit the wall once. And
the thing is, that bitch was right there. All I said to myself was, I'm like, yo, just get it through the doors. And then everyone in the room, like, bro,
you try catching me. I'm fucking touching.
I said, yo, I gotta get this bitch. But I think what happened, I didn't understand the sensor system on these drones. Don't get too close, because you appear as a threat, like a fucking eagle, or just trying not to crash. You
move it too close to the wall, and it just freaks out and goes this way. But then, like, the balcony's there, and then it's banging and.
And it's so dark. So it's like it coming in. This was like 2018. So
that's stupid.
The drones weren't that like crazy. Like now they probably have better sensors and like nighttime flying and shit like that. But because I was whipping that bitch nicely. Like honestly, I was whipping that bitch smooth. But I just, it got to tweak in there. And then it was, it was right there though.
Damn.
We got it back.
Yeah.
It was on the roof.
Yep. I never. Never flew it once.
Staff was very helpful.
Yeah, they were. I was explaining to them, like, okay, so I have a drone.
What's a drone?
Oh my God.
Camera, little helicopter.
You know, Casey Neistat. Oh, yeah, I love that guy. Yeah, but they helped me get that bitch back. I was taking me to forbidden stairwells. I'm like, yo, you're a good guy. Like, thank you so much.
Oh, to get the pieces and shit.
Just to get
to hear that, we can't do that shit.
Bro, you know that door opens, like, and you know I can walk through that bitch.
Or else, why is there a door?
Or else, why are there stairs here?
Compelling argument.
Heard.
Unless you say there's a fucking monster back there, I'm gonna be like, all right, my life's in danger.
Do we talk CLB or?
CLB or Donda, bro.
You gotta choose one.
You gotta fucking choose.
I don't know, man. I haven't listened to Donda. I listened to CLB though.
You haven't. You strike me as a Kanye as soon as he drops type of guy.
Nah, I honestly don't do that for any music nowadays. To be honest,
yeah,
there's not really much that I like listen to right when it drops.
You just checked out CLB today, 4 days later.
Today,
really?
Literally today.
I'm checking out this album by this guy Drake or something.
Literally, bro. So I didn't even finish it. I think I did there's a lot of songs on there. So I think I did like 12 or 13.
True.
I enjoy what I heard so far. I like it. It's Driz, man, you know? Still going.
Got the jams and shit.
Yeah.
I'll be on my fucking Race My Mind, nigga.
Yo, that song
should be.
I was listening to that before.
You choose your head. I'm like, okay, what song is the ideal driving song? Oh, okay, got it.
Race My Mind. It's just so. What I like about that song, it reminds me of like, it makes me feel like I'm just floating in a galaxy, man. It just sounds like Super Mario Galaxy vibes, like
Mario hydro, not Mario. What am I saying? Miami, hydroplaning,
Miami Vice,
Hawaiian shirt. It's open,
yeah.
Fuck.
Race my mind is like, it gives me like, hold on, we're going home vibes, but just like, and you know, you hear what he's saying, bro. I see, I come in love and you're just drunk. You're sleeping. Texting me all drunk. It's just like, yo, what is this, man? He's singing so beautiful.
Race my mind or what?
Like,
race my mind.
The song is, it makes me feel like, it also gives me like Eddie Murphy Party All the Time vibes slightly. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know?
A little bit. A little bit. Super smooth. Not, totally different time, but I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's my favorite song right now. I'm just dancing to that right now still.
That's your favorite song on it right now?
Right now, it's what I'm replaying the most. That's your favorite song. But Way Too Sexy makes me fucking dance, man.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it at first. I'm like, wait, where are we going with that, bro? Oh, you know what?
I heard the sample. And
it's almost
just like
parody music. That and fucking Poppy's Home.
Yeah. It's literally
it's like a good song, but like what he's saying is funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are my fucking little sons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, it was funny because I was thinking, like, if I was a rapper hearing this and I know, like, he knows what he's saying is true. Like, yo, one feature from him and it's like, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, forward. I'll give you a feature. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just say what Daddy's Home. I'd be like, that's herbs. But yeah, Way Too Sexy. I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking. You just feel like dancing,
mm-hmm, bro. Kawhi is so awkward, and he can't help it.
I love
that. He can't do anything about it. That's why I like it.
Yeah, like, I'm happy he's starting to embrace it. Yeah, like
I want to say he's loosening up, but he's not.
Him
as a fucking rock on that shit.
And that man knows he's
Kawhi. It's this, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga went,
bro, fucking CJ. You see what we're doing? You're doing PS2. Oh, we're on four, nigga.
Five, bro. Kawhi is just very funny. I'm like, no reason.
This guy can't help it.
I just remembered that, like, he's injured, so he's not even gonna play next season. Fuck.
Yeah,
bro. I was like, fuck. I was looking forward to seeing him this season. I want to see what he does, and I just remember, like, fuck, he's injured.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip of that motherfucking shot against the Sixers. I just couldn't believe him. Like, that nigga was on the fucking rafters.
Yo, that's so weird. I literally was just looking. I was replaying our season. That team was fucked, man. We were Toronto? Bro, that team, you watch back the clips, and it's just like, it's one team that just had a fucking crazy story leading up to this team. Full of fucking niggas that were all here putting in work, and then just one nigga that just tied it together, and it's just final art. It was literally that whole season is beautiful to watch.
I hope there's a documentary on it. I know we got the open gyms. 100%,
they have to do that.
They have to do that.
There's always a documentary on everything.
They have to do some sort of movie for.
I love that for us because, like, I love documentaries.
They have to do some sort of movie for, like, TIFF about, like, how they did Carter's shit.
Mm-hmm. Someone's working on it. Someone has to have the footage. String it together.
What do you want to say, though?
They could just be coming out like 20 years later, like the documentary. I'm like, nigga, y'all was saving for this shit the whole time.
And that's always like their pitch. That's always their pitch. You ain't never seen this.
It's like, listen, I know y'all heard about this story.
But you ain't fucking see this angle, nigga.
Clips, nigga.
Second camera.
Y'all didn't know. There's a camera on the roof.
We got you
in it.
Netflix bought it.
Yo, them niggas really fucking said it in Malice in the Palace. Say, yo, we got every single camera angle, and we're suing all you fuckers. We're having no cases left and right. Them niggas served niggas that day, bro. That lawyer got a check.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jackpot.
Oh, everyone's doing, this nigga was looking for everything.
And he did that shit on cup. VHS. That nigga's a GOAT.
Nigga, y'all see, speaking of documentaries, very grown conversation, by the way. Y'all see the joint where the nigga was convicted of murder? And, like, the story was just stacking up so bad that it just looked like he did it. Like, he couldn't prove that he was not there.
Yes, out the grocery store? In front of the grocery store?
I don't think it was in front of the grocery store. No, it was a Latino cat in L.A., and then basically, like, yo, the story was stacked up against him, like I said, and then the only thing that saved him was fucking Larry David was shooting Kirby.
Yes.
And the nigga zoomed in. That was the only fucking thing they had. Zoomed in, yo, it's definitely that guy. You were definitely here. This is one of their things.
Yes.
And then to confirm, like, a cell tower or some shit. Anyways, it worked out because of fucking
Yeah,
that Curb shit enthusiasm. Is crazy.
I
bro.
Do. I don't. I remember hearing about, it, but I didn't watch it. You watched?
I didn't know it was a documentary.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Yeah,
together, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. No, they mentioned it somewhere. They mentioned it. Someone mentioned it. Yeah, someone mentioned it, and that's what they're talking about.
I mentioned it, to be honest. I'm like, what
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, John, I don't know how I feel about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I put y'all on, niggas.
Yeah, you see, I put y'all on there. I definitely said that. That's crazy.
Bro, that would be my favorite show for the rest of my life.
Bro.
Oh, I would get everything.
That is hilarious.
I'll tat that for sure. That logo's getting tatted, bro. Has to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not even luck. That's, I don't even know what that is.
I would cry for so long.
Yeah.
Bro, I'd fucking, oh my God. I would give Larry David.
The speech I would make, I'm saying, y'all see how perception make y'all think. Y'all did some twisted shit. Y'all about to send innocent men.
Yeah.
Look at
all about the
line
feds
them up and
too,
light
bro.
Them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, light them. Oh, yeah.
Can we have a chat?
Yeah.
I'm fucking 40 of you niggas about to prosecute.
I'm gonna look at the judge and I'm going to say, listen, judge, I need some settlement money. You can sue them for sure. Stress, trauma, for trying to put a body on me.
Defamation of character.
I imagine you're a fucking lawyer. Just
that's number one.
Yeah,
just stress, trauma. Can't sleep. Fucking tired.
You made me think I did it. You made me reverse psychology. Literally, if I was in that situation, I'm like, yo, did I body this nigga?
This that's the thing, though. A lot of times, people take plea deals and shit because it's like, bro. The chances of me actually proving this, if I'm going to fuck myself even more, I might as well just take this plea down. You didn't do it. And to sit down with that, bro, is
like, yo, I know I did it.
I can't even imagine, bro.
Not getting a job and shit. It's so much harder. Like
jail, nigga, first.
Jail first. You're right. I'm thinking about the bright side. I'm on the other side, man.
And then everybody's in there. Yo, I swear I didn't do it. Like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah, look at fucking my boy. I'm not going to get into it.
You know how that goes, man.
Yeah, that's mad dark. I'm not going to get into that, but. You know, you know. Man.
Yeah.
Fuck. Crazy.
Shout out Larry David, man.
Shout out Larry David.
Before we get into these questions.
Damn, I guess it's been 40 minutes. I feel like I have so much anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my vibe check.
Yeah, yeah. Were you about to say some shit?
Huh?
Were you about to say something?
No, I'm about to say some shit.
Oh.
This is a question.
Okay.
Do we start Snowfall yet?
I knew it was coming.
Many comments recommending it strongly.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, I didn't do that yet.
The thing is, I know it's a good show. Like,
okay,
I believe
I'll be
you.
Back
I might
next episode.
It. Yeah, I know it's a good show. Check them next time. I know it's a good show.
Confirmed.
Next time,
I'm gonna do it daily.
It's a good
show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna get into that though.
Like an hour.
Have y'all watched The Wire before?
Mm-hmm. That's another one I got to put my head down every time people.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm gonna tap in because you know RIP. Michael Williams, man. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
I started it, but
yeah, I'm going to tap in. Like,
yeah, RIP, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucked. You know what was I going to say? Slipped my mind.
Be like that, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I has something to say.
Everybody went, nah, they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips.
But a bunch of gibberish.
Shout out to Dre.
Listen, this is what I was going to say.
It is.
Mac thinks they're fucking slick. I respect Apple. I like their products. But it's time you fucking respect us. I'm tired of these guys releasing products so like, yo, why? Okay, the MacBook Pro 13-inch has a processor fucking better than the 16-inch. Now, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just make that option to fucking boost that up to what the norm is of the 13-inch is?
Right.
So you got the what's the processor called?
I got the 13-inch.
And what'd that come with?
The M1?
The M1. Your motherfuckers got the M1 chip. And then the 16-inch, it's not an M, nigga.
It don't got it yet. It's probably their next move, bro.
That's what it is. So I'm about to buy the next Mac, and they telling me, like, yo, listen, man, we don't know when, but the new Mac is going to drop. It's going to have the M1 in there, but you just wait it out.
The bigger one doesn't have the M1.
Yeah.
The bigger screen doesn't have the M1.
The bigger screen doesn't have the M1. They said, we're going to drop these two Macs. The 13-inch got an M1. The big boy don't got that. You got to get that from us next year.
Why withhold
that from us?
Yeah, the Intel thing.
I'm going to tell you why they did that. Because this the laptop that all the students buy.
So with school coming back around, they trying to get that check right there. That, you know what I'm saying? That student check. All the students are going to cop this little 13-inch.
Why
not just drop them both at the same time?
Well, y'all got me waiting.
Show me, yo, the 13-inch is a beast, bro. Like, but my 16-inch can't do that.
Yeah. The employees are literally like, I don't buy this fucking shit.
Literally.
Fucking new one, them too.
And it's just like, it's just knowing that, like, I'm about to buy this M1 or whatever, and then next year y'all gonna drop the fucking 2 on me. Like, knowing it's coming. It's like,
every year your shit notches down 1. It's just like, in the charts of like, you still got the fucking 8, my man.
But brother,
you know, like, yo, it's the hips. Bro, nigga, someone said, yo, help. There's a bug in my home button. I said, you still got the home button.
The button.
You got what? You
ain't scanning yet?
You got the face ID. Shit. Sean, what phone you got? Hold on. Sean, you ain't got the home button, gang. You ain't got. Chillin'.
I got the home button, gang.
What?
Wait, what model is
that? Wait, what?
I paid it off last year, and it's just like, I don't want to take on another fucking car note phone bill, you know? I don't want to do that. So I'm chilling with my home button.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Brother. It's okay. It works for me. It works for you.
All right. This nigga was sitting there just... How you ain't got a face ID yet? Y'all ain't scanning the fucking.
I was looking down and shit like,
bro, I get it.
I'm riding around in this hoop.
Yeah, we all got our iPhone 3S's because I got this Titanic of a laptop. The moment I gave this shit to Julian, this nigga said, "This your laptop? Don't do that. And you know when someone's testing your shit out, it's like, yo, put that down, bro.
Yeah.
Put that down, bro.
Measure your shit, nigga.
He's been looking at Jermaine's hoopty keys and saying, it don't have an unlock button. The key.
Just give it a key. Bro, the trunk is like, it's... Like, I'm trying to save money.
Yo, but that's so funny.
Because, yo, it works. That's the thing that pisses me off. It fucking works. Yeah. Every time in my head, I'm like, yo, time for a new fucking car. What are you doing to yourself? I'm like, but it gets me there.
A to B easy,
but
man.
It pisses me off because, like, it, like, plucks away features. Slowly, it's just like... Like, you gotta fucking do it manually. Oh, the other day, nigga, Trump doesn't open no more. I'm dropping somebody off to the airport. I'm looking around, who's looking at me? Big ass fucking bag in the back. Dead body. I'm getting out of the airport.
Baby, stand back.
Somebody got to see, like.
The fucking police niggas are saying, hey, no stopping, son. No stopping.
I gotta get a baby out real quick.
I got a baby in the back. Holy,
I gotta get
the
baby out real quick.
I got ski rentals in here. Yo, that is funny, man.
Fucking features, man.
Every time you drove the fuck, I was like, when this nigga would pick me up, I'd be afraid to ask if he has certain features. I wasn't trying to come from him. So the windows are down, we're both sweating. I'm like, ain't no AC in this motherfucker.
Hey,
yeah. He was so ready to show me that it worked. Yeah. That shit working, nigga. Yeah, but that hoop, you gonna hoop, man. That's
bet that hoop.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yo, that is hilarious, man. When something is hanging by the string, like, you just see that shit one by one, something new every day, and you gotta be ready.
A mouse hair.
You gotta be ready, man. Hood's a shoe?
Wait, what?
Fucking being our shoe.
Wait, I don't remember.
Hanging on a fucking... You remember, nigga? Don't you dare tell me you don't remember that boot, nigga. You crazy as a right, nigga.
Grass. A
The soul separated, right? The soul separated.
I can't do this.
Nigga, like, a, nigga had his boot look like a fucking puppet. Nigga, the tongue was out.
Like a fucking CBS.
Bro, this is the shoe. These are where the toes are at. The soul is just coming off the bottom.
Yo. My grandpa send him out now no new boots.
See if the eyes on him.
My man.
Yo,
my dad kept saying, like, yo, this guy needs new boots.
Yo.
At least one, nigga. Fix the fucking one boot.
Yo, yeah. That shit, you, I just did not trust him lifting anything. Oh, shit. Because he could just fall at any moment with that fucking setup.
You know when the shoe just loses? When the shoe just loses its skeleton, there's no frame and structure to the shoe no more.
It's just a fucking eel, bro.
Oh, you see this guy? He's, when they were emptying...
Yeah, I can't.
When they were emptying the library, this is my dad's job again. A lot of fucking lockers. A lot. Just many lockers. The lockers are upstairs, but they're too big to fit in the elevator, so it's a stair carry thing.
Yeah.
So we're running a train. We're like, a guy stands here. This guy and this guy carries it to this guy and this guy down the stairs. Whatever. Bro, we see hoods. We see our man's hood's fucking, he's on the bottom end of the fucking carrying the locker. He's at the bottom, the guy's at the top. Bro, it's heavy as fuck, and his shoe has no skeleton.
No grip, bro.
He was standing on the insides of his feet, nigga. Bro, I swear. I just remember in my head thinking, yo, that looks like it hurt. Bro, his shoes are just crawling.
Yo, his shoes look like someone's trying to rip them in the fucking bottom of his shoe. Like, they're just twisted. I'm like, yo, you're standing on the side of your heels. Like where is it? Yo, I see it in his dude's socks. I'm like, yo, it's, like, yo. It's not the time to tell you this, but yo. You need new boots, Bridget. Yo, but he was holding it up still. Like,
he held his own.
He
held it down.
Come on, bro.
Like, yo, your ankle.
Yo, I couldn't, man. I couldn't, man. That place is just fucking too much for me, bro. Too much would happen there. Oh, fuck. I'm hot, bro.
Let's get into these dips. This court questions. Leave that shit.
Yeah, man. Believe that.
Shit, what we got?
All right. This first one is from Apostle Brian.
Hey, how's it going? Random Order Podcast. Mm-hmm. Mr. Quarantino, Trey, Shells, how y'all doing?
Good.
Let's hear with a quick question. Wondering, what's your dishes situation like? Like, are you the type of mans to wash while you cook? Are you the type of mans to eat all your food and after that you come back and you wash the dishes? Personally, I wash my dishes, like, either while I cook or, like, immediately after. Because, you know, when you go... Mm-hmm. You wash, like, immediately after, and your food is just, like, you've plated the food, and the food is just on the plate, and it's steaming. And then you wash the dishes, and then you come back to your food, and it's no longer, it's right in between that sweet spot.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't do that.
Scald your tongue hot, but it's not nasty, you know, mild, cold, warm kind of thing. So that's my situation, but let me know what y'all at.
I can respect a very specific person.
Yeah, yeah.
Very.
I hope our answers don't make or break it, you know?
Because we're all different.
Yeah.
I feel like for the most part, I like to get it out the way. But I do get messy sometimes. I'm like, you know, let me treat myself. Mm-hmm. You fucking slob. Mm-hmm. I wash the dishes that after.
Shit tomorrow.
Load up this fucking plate.
Yeah.
But you never, oh, man. Those are usually the nights where you just see... A lot of puddles of water in the fucking sink.
Yeah.
Just bowls and plates and shit filled with water.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, seasoning, or one's raw chicken, raw beef. Fuck it. I think sometimes the only time, I'll clean and then eat is if the food can like stay in the oven.
Right.
Or if I have time where it's stretch. Like, if it's like baking and for like 15 minutes, like, okay, I can clean all the pots. The only dirty dishes would be like my plates.
Right.
Because if I'm cooking, I need to clean, like, I need everything clean. So I'm like, all right, like, you know, it's more organized. Like, what I have left to do type shit. Yeah. And put some shit away.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more of like, I wouldn't say I like wash as I go, but I definitely rinse and organize as I go.
I heard
just
that.
So I don't have just like a whole bunch of just saucy plates. To try that, because I'm finna eat for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, that's how I do it. I'm definitely not finna wash dishes before I eat, because it's like...
No, while it's on the plate and shit,
no.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to wash what I'm about to eat off of as well and just wrap it up one time. You know?
Yeah.
I hate packing up, man. I hate putting it away.
I hate when something tells me my chicken's going to take 10 minutes to make and it's still pink. I'm like, bro, I set everything up around your time, man. Everything up around your time, boss. What else you
got? Great question, man. Yeah,
appreciate that, Brian. Next, we got Staff Gorilla.
Hi, guys. I am super new to the podcast. You could say I am an eagle who has just landed. But I really love your stuff. My question for you is about family, parents, culture, I guess. So I am 25 years old, and I live at home with my family. We're from a Pakistani background, South Asian. And family has always been like super central to us. And I respect that and I value that a lot. But I also want to move out and pursue my own career goals and kind of find my own independence. And I just wonder if you have any tips on how to approach that topic with family in a respectful way. Because, you know, I'm at the age where I see a lot of my friends like kind of moving on with their lives. And I don't want to miss out on any of those experiences at this age. But at the same time, I do want to be respectful of my family and their values. So if you guys have any advice or maybe some like personal experiences with that, I would love to hear it. But yeah, much love from London, Ontario. I've been loving your podcast. And yeah, take care, guys. Bye.
Amazing.
Bye.
Shout
out London, Ontario, man.
Yeah. It's actually funny because like, as I listen to these, like these voice notes, I start thinking like, yo, There's a good way answers and there's a fuck. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them you're cotton, bro.
What do you guys think?
Okay, so that's kind of like a couple questions in there. It's kind of loaded. Like, I feel like, I don't know. It really depends on what your family's like, right? Because there are certain families that, like, it's funny. I saw Tim tweet the other day. He was like, you know how Asian parents want you to stay home till you're 50 or something like that, right? So there are some parents, there are some family cultures that are like, they want to do that whole thing for life. And then there are other family cultures who they're like, you know, they can't wait for you to leave type shit.
Right.
So it is, I feel like she's asking because I think she feels like she probably is not going to be received as well. But I mean,
yeah,
you gotta, at some point, you gotta kind of prioritize what you want out of it. And like, A lot of relationships and a lot of things, arguments, disagreements are repairable. You can repair them after the fact, after you move out. You could just, you know, try to be active and, you know, still speaking to your family and, you know, still showing them like, yo, you know, you're not dissing the family. Like, family's still important to you,
like,
but
I'm still
dissing
here.
Important also. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You feel me?
Yeah. So, it might even bring you closer to them in a weird way.
Yeah.
You being that distance, maybe you're talking to them more, maybe you're on the phone with them more, maybe you... You're visiting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of different. Our dad was like, for the most, like, he didn't really want us to move when we moved, I could tell.
Yeah.
But also, he was just like, if they're ready, like, it's time. Like, it's, you know what I mean? We showed them that we're ready. We're able to move out, and, like, we had our shit straight.
Yeah, and so I think,
It was just cool conversation. And for us, it was more of like a, oh, fuck, already.
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing.
Cause, yeah, I think for us, in that sense, it was more of like, we're like, he gave us time to see, to sit, to make shit shake. So it's like, oh, it made sense that we're moving out at that time. Cause it's like, you were shaking shit right now. Like, we got to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like that's why it was easier for him to say it, but I could tell he didn't want us to cut. But honestly, I'd say, in a lot of like cultural backgrounds like that, like, you know what I mean? Parents are just super strict, or they're just super one way about it, whether it's like pro moving out or not for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just, it's, there's barriers that we have to break. Like, our generation has to break over, like, over this time. And it's like, that can either make, not, I wouldn't say make or break, but like, it can get you stuck in a, let's just say, like, in a format or like a timeline of like something that already happened before, or like a cycle. There yeah. we go. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. And I feel like it's just kind of like up to us and our generation, people being raised by, because like my dad was definitely away, and I think we always talk about this, just saying how I felt like we broke something in our timeline to say like, oh, we got to do this.
Bro, even to leave the city, to move the niggas move out to fucking Orlando. Mm-hmm. Like, unofficially, but.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's, there's something that we broke where now anything that we do, it's like, it's easier. Like, bro, I remember even leaving the country before, it's like we had to tell my dad, hey, we're going. And one day I just dipped. I was in New York. I came back. He didn't know him. It's like,
we're big man.
I'm a big man now. Like, yeah, you're right. I'm just, but it's like, we changed that. And I remember, I don't know if I'm talking to Tanisha and like how he would treat her versus how you treat us. So like, obviously, he's like a little sister and shit, so he's gonna baby her a lot more. But it was just different at how you'd like question us. So, point right. is like you have to change the narrative, or you're gonna stay in their narrative. And if it's something about them being like scared to let you leave, or they don't want you to grow up, it's like, bro, you're growing up. Like, it's just what has to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Oh, man, next one's from the one and only Sir Eagleton.
Holy.
Bob, my people, Sir Eagleton here. I was watching a pod and Trey was telling that toy gun story, and that shit was crazy. And it got me thinking about how excited I am to tell my kids some of these stories of me growing up, and how I'm going to add hella paprika to these stories. So I just wanted to ask you guys, what stories are you excited to tell your kids that you're going to add mad paprika to? Mad barbecue sauce, bear sriracha, throw it in the frying pan, fry it, bring it out. It could even be a story that most people can relate to, like, I don't know, the first time you got caught by your marge is slang for mum in the UK. First time you got caught doing something that you weren't supposed to do. So say, for example, it could be like this. Alright, so back when I was in about sixth grade, me and my niggas were standing outside the liquor store sipping the juice, but I had my headphones on, so I couldn't even hear my nigga talking to me, saying that there was ops across the street.
What?
Ops being my mother. I look over, we make eye contact. I start doing a dash. Usain Bolt, what the fuck are you talking about? My mother running like that blue hedgehog, nigga. I'm hearing police sirens, gunshots. Nigga, I'm doing a dash. Eventually, I got caught. Yeah. Tackled the fuck down to the ground. My mother grabbed me up. And so the story goes. That's why that summer, nobody seen me. But yeah, what kind of stories do you guys have in the top that you're going to spice up when you're telling your kids?
Did we just get hacked, nigga? Did we just get hacked? Sir fucking Eagleton, man.
Son of a bitch. I'm in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
I was so into the question, I didn't even get the answer ready.
Yeah.
Fuck. I think I'm definitely going to put some paprika on, like, the story of me fighting my brother and him putting me through the wall. I feel like I probably...
Yeah.
A little paprika on that.
Some shit to that. Mm. I'll probably smash a table over his head before he put me through the wall type shit.
I'll probably put paprika. I don't know. I'd relate it to something like, you know, when your dad's telling you he did some like crazy shit back then. I'm like, no way. Like,
what? You're so strong. What?
I'd probably tell some crazy shit, like, I don't know, like gas the story up of meeting someone that I know they like or some shit like that. Or
yeah, I'd probably tell him the Drake story.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
It's like saying, oh, I met Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael. It really is. Yeah, it really is.
That nigga said he fucking wants to be in the group. We said no.
He told him no.
I see you doing your OVO thing. Stay on the OVO thing. You
it's
know
gonna work out for you, man. I wrote God's plan. You did?
Nah, I'm fucking with you. Yeah. Well, you like that shit? What else are the songs you like?
Yeah, I'll probably say that. Or like, yeah, no, that's it. That's where I go.
That's a good one.
I'd probably put some paprika on a success story.
Yeah, on a success story.
Wherever we make it to, and you know,
or
get out the mud and shit.
Yeah. Tell them I'm still in the trenches. I'm still hustling.
I've got my foot in there.
If y'all need an in, just let me know. I'll just be the cap and dad. My dad has a foot in the dough. No one at the school knows what it is.
My dad's dangerous.
That's on the paprika, man. That's a great question right there, my
question, man.
So, Eagleton.
Oh, man.
Woo. What an episode, man. This has been episode 96
the Random Order podcast. Shout out all my 96 babies.
Fuck yeah.
Getting jobs and shit. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with us. Make sure you hit that bell, man. Become a true Noti Gang Eagle.
Yes, sir.
Become a member to fucking give us lunch money and shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's all you get out of that.
Yeah.
And cool emojis and shit. The audio version is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. If you're watching this, that's where you'll head over to listen to us answer your questions that you send us. Mm-hmm. Voice note form on the Discord. You know what time it is, baby. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Random Order Show. We getting busy on the talk, too. You got to stop doing that shit.
You got to stop it. Hey, we know you're doing the outro.
www.4ye.ca. We getting busy over there, too. We got, the scarves are on the way, man. The durags are on the way. I'm getting secret glimpses of this shit. Mm. You're going to want to be there, man. Follow the brand account at @4ye on Instagram. Turn on post notifications to know what's going on when we dropping shit. Shout out in front of anime motherfuckers, man. What's the anime of the day?
Oh, wow. Of the day.
Don't get flamed.
This is all shells,
never,
by the way.
I never get flamed. I'm going to go Erased. Erased is tight.
Okay.
I'm sure it's good.
Birdman.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.